posthumously acquitted of murdering her anymore.
Accused and then acquitted in the murder of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, is breaking her silence in an interview with the Associated Press. Kaylee disappeared in 2008, her skeletal remains found months later in the woods only blocks from her family's home. What happened to Kaylee?
Everyone else has their theories. I don't know.
A jury convicted her of lying to police, but acquitted her on murder charges. The judge who heard her case said last week he thought she'd accidentally killed her daughter with chloroform. Casey Anthony says she understands many people hate her, but...
I don't care about that. I never will. I'm okay with myself. I sleep pretty good at night.
Her daughter Kaylee would be 12 now. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down a little, suggesting some selling at the opening bell in about 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
There's a lot to be proud of in Kerr County. Our schools, theaters, our historic sites, our beautiful river and its tributaries, the hills and the wide open sky, live music, night spots and parks, and it's a sportsman's paradise. Our lifestyle's a little more relaxed here, and that's how we like it. So be proud of where you live, because there's lots of reasons to be. Celebrate Kerr County. A little reminder from your friends here at Revolution Broadcasting.
According to a survey by The Hollywood Reporter, 60% of you could not name a single movie nominated for Best Picture. Now, the Journal lists some reasons for all this, but the Journal leaves out a big reason that big movie is laying an egg, and that's politics. The endless tirades from hardcore liberal actors have turned off millions of their former customers. Hollywood is totally disconnected from much of its audience.
Don't miss Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 11 to 2 on KERV 1230.
Good morning, everyone. Your first alert forecast calling for a cold front to track across the region this morning. Winds will become northeast behind the frontal boundary, and a line of showers may accompany the front briefly. Winds become northeast 15 to 25 miles per hour, high temperature around 70. By this afternoon, sunshine, nice low humidity values will feel very comfortable. Colder tonight with lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Kerry Burgess, and I hope you have a terrific day.
Broadcasting live from the WodenArmory.com studios, it's Gordon Ames on Big G's Texas Roadshow.
That's right, we're coming to you live from the WodenArmory.com.
Peterson Health, we're elevating health.
Stop that. Somebody put the brakes on here, baby. We ain't got time for all of that going on right now. At 8:07, 65 degrees out there on your Tuesday morning. From the WodenArmory.com studios, of course, Chris King, your proprietor up at Woden Army, just got a nice text message. I told you folks earlier, or I guess yesterday perhaps we were talking about this, that I had taken my grandfather's old Winchester single shot 22 that he bought about 1947 or 48 into Woden Army because we had an issue with it. There was a concern whether or not the thing would fire. And, of course, they do repair and manufacturing up at Woden. And just got a nice text from Chris. He said, rifle's good to go. It was just a spring. So Woden Army coming through for us right there. We got that. Bring that one back into the arsenal here. Beautiful restored and refinished stock and re-blued barrel and such on that gun. And they can do the same thing for you there at Woden Armory. Plus, they can build new and teach you how to build new, show you how to build high-end ARs in a variety of calibers. They've got, of course, discounts for you military folks and veterans, first responders, and law enforcement. And you can lay away with one-third down, 60 days to pay. They've got handguns, long guns, ammo, accessories. New items arriving daily. If you're looking for personal carry, self-defense, home defense, sport, or hunting, think Woden Armory first, and especially if you're thinking about a suppressor, because they've got a great supply of them. In addition to, they've got the lowest pricing on firearms and accessories in the Hill Country. They're located 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg. Got a great website, WodenArmory.com, 830-992-3047. Demonstrations and training classes coming soon for suppressors and ARs at Woden Armory. Thank you, Chris King, for being part of the family here. Today, over at the Dietrich Center, see what lunch is today. It is chicken tenders, mashed taters, seasoned green beans, wheat bread, and gelatin. At Buzzy's, got the large chicken plate going on today. 11 to 8 over there at 213 Shriner Street. There is a GoFundMe set up for Darren Trahan. He was a Kerrville Police Department officer for 20 years. He needs a kidney transplant. Okay, GoFundMe.com/dollarsfordarren, D-A-R-I-N. Or you can go to Texas Hill Country Bank on Hill Country Drive in Kerrville and make the check payable to Dollars for Darren. Or you can also drop it off at GVNW Consulting at 1001 Water Street, Suite 100. R&R Pest Control on West Water, 339, number 6. Powell Vacuum and Allergy at 231 Junction Highway and Secor Equipment out on Junction Highway. And then they're going to have a fundraising event May 6th at Kerrville Aviation. All right. Check out their Facebook page, Dollars for Darren. The goal is to reach $45,000, which will help alleviate the financial stress so he and his family can focus on healing and recovery. That'll be used to pay for expenses that arise from the kidney transplant. So Dollars for Darren. And anything else we need to get to right now? Oh, the 5th Annual Hill Country Vietnam Veteran Welcome Home. That'll be Saturday, March 25th from 2 to 5 at the Pint and Plow. Downtown. It's open to Vietnam vets, family, friends, and the public. No admission fee. No program, no speakers. You can bring your memorabilia for show and tell. Come and go or come and stay, and they're going to have free C-ration style peaches and pound cake. And that will be that is sponsored by the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Chapter 814 and AMVETS Post 1000. You can get more details, 830-377-8115. 11, almost 12 minutes after the hour right now on your Tuesday morning, and I want to make welcome in studio an old friend of mine, Rex Foster. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Man, good to have you in here.
It's good to be here.
You came to me a couple months ago with a story that intrigued me, and you now have the finished product at hand. Tell us a little bit about this record, Rex. It's called Rex Foster, The Lost Recordings. It says Summer 1974, Comfort, Texas. Tell me about this thing.
Well, Gordon,
I mean, there's a lot of backstory to this.
There's a lot of backstory.
Now, I will say, before we get started, let me throw out there that Rex is a longtime Hill Country artist. And when I say artist, I don't mean just recording musically. Rex is also works with his hands and has a shop in Fredericksburg, or excuse me, in Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Just right over by the park.
Well, yeah.
Or have you moved?
That has moved. My collection is in a gallery right down by Highs on High Street.
Oh, okay.
In the center of town now in Comfort.
Okay.
It's a great little gallery. In fact, it's probably the first really true art gallery to show up in Comfort. Everything else has always been antique-oriented.
Right.
This is actually, these folks are actually doing an art gallery there.
Beautiful.
So anybody likes to go hang in Comfort, be sure and stop by there. It's called Intermezzo.
Intermezzo.
Yes, which is actually a musical term.
Uh-huh.
But it's a great little gallery. Stop by there. It's a good collection of my work there.
All right.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing music?
Well, let's see, if I do the math, it would probably be about 55 years.
Okay.
Professionally.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You started young.
I did. I started actually learning that I had a voice that I could sing in musicals on stage. And so I was in musicals in a theater in my teenage years, early teen years, and learned to sing that way.
Wow.
Yeah. That was great for me because it was training. The musical directors of these theater outings were really helpful in me developing a voice and realizing what I could do with my voice. So
where was this?
At the over in Ingram at the Point Theater.
At the Point Theater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was there after my junior year in high school. I would say it's a funny story because I was standing in line and the director of the summer, you know, they'd bring in a director every summer. The director walked by me and looked at me and said, "Do you know how to sing?" I was waiting for a ticket, right? My parents were there. I was just standing in line. I said, I have no idea. I don't know if I can sing or not. He said, well, come here. Let me see. You can sit down with my director, my music director, and he'll test you out and see if you can sing, and maybe you could come.
Just out of the blue?
Out of the blue.
Wow.
Completely out of the blue.
Wow.
And they sat me down by a piano, and I worked with that music director about 15 minutes, and he said, oh, yeah, I can teach you how to use that tool.
Man.
And that was the beginning
of...
Of the professional
sure.
part.
Right.
You know, I'd sat around with my parents around a piano all my life, but...
Right.
But that was the beginning of the professional
use
of
my voice. So you came from
a
musical family and...
Yeah, pretty much. They loved their music, and Mom was a piano player, and everybody gathered around the piano all
family
the time.
Family sing-alongs.
Yeah, yeah.
That is hard to beat right there. That is hard to beat. So let's fast forward to the summer of 1974 and the point in time leading up to this recording.
Well, let's see. This would have been my second LP. I had recorded a major label deal in 1969, released in 70, an album called Roads of Tomorrow, which was more in the folk rock, post-psychedelic, not post, but latter psychedelic, because
right.
my first band was Rachel's Children, which was the first psychedelic band, pretty much coinciding with...
Elevators?
With the Elevators.
Okay.
And so I went from that to a solo career, in which I went to Europe and recorded my first LP, and had a major record deal there with Barclay RCA.
Okay.
And then I came back to the States, and I kind of was in a bad, well, not bad, just a non-harmonic relationship with the label, and I waited out my contract until I could record this and produce this myself. So we produced this with the same truck that Jerry used to do Viva Trilingua.
Jeff Walker.
Which I was over with him doing that in Luckenbach.
Right.
Because Hondo's like my surrogate father, and I basically helped him start that whole music scene. Not intentionally, but it turned out
happened,
that way.
Yeah.
Way before Jerry and Willie and all the boys showed up, I was already pulling the music together up there and using Luckenbach to rehearse my band to take them out to California. And that's when we started figuring out Luckenbach was the coolest place in the area to go hang and play and drink beer. And so this came about because the truck that guys that were recording Jerry at Luckenbach for Viva Trilingua really liked what I was doing, and they really wanted to record, be the recording studio to do my next LP. So they came back to Texas after they'd done Jerry's thing. They came back to Texas to do Willie's second 4th of July picnic for the guy who was doing a documentary filming of that picnic, and he hired these guys to come back down from New Jersey with the truck to do the sound for the film.
Now, you told me that there was only two of these trucks in the entire United States
that were of this quality. That were full-blown studios.
Mobile recording
in
studios.
A truck. Right. One was on the West Coast, was Wally Heider, and the one on the East Coast was Dale Ashby and Fowler.
Okay.
And they were the two top dogs of that era.
Okay.
And so it's full 2-inch 16 track.
Nice.
Serious setup.
Uh-huh.
And these guys knew what they were doing for live recordings and for going in with a truck and being able to adapt to a situation and get the best out of it. If you'd have been at Jerry's thing in Luckenbach, you would have really appreciated what they pulled off. It was actually a little bit easier with me because my folks lent us their home, and we just turned it into a studio space, and the truck pulled up outside. We camped there because the home is out in the country. So
right.
we camped and had the teepees up and just 10 days of serious music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, our time right now is 20 minutes after the hour. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into more of this. Rex Foster, The Lost Recordings, Comfort, Texas, Summer 1974. And we're going to listen to some of this and take a trip down memory lane with Rex Foster.
It truly is.
And we'll be right back here in just a minute.
At Peterson Health, we're elevating health by making it easier for you to get better faster with Peterson Urgent Care, offering walk-in care for minor illnesses or injuries 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. Remember, if you need emergency care, Peterson Urgent Care works closely with Peterson Regional Medical Center, where physicians are on staff 24/7 and ready to treat the most serious conditions. Call 830-258-7669 or visit petersonurgentcare.com.
There are websites, and then there are websites. If your website is just enough to say you have one, you need to get in touch with AC Print. Make your website something special. AC Print can do that for you. Plus, they have promotional items, pins, cups, shirts, you name it. Need a logo? They can design that for you. Make 2017 the year you improve your image. Get in touch with AC Print. AC Print, woman-owned for 25 years. acprint.net.
Hi, this is Trish Wilson with the Kerrville Sunrise Lions. We meet at the Croc Center on the first and third Wednesdays of every month at 6:45 a.m. Our motto is We Serve. How do we serve? We provide eye exam and eyeglass assistance to anybody in the neighborhood. We also provide high school seniors scholarships, Christmas for Hill Country kids, camp at no charge for children with physical disabilities at Texas Lions Camp. We're the ones who put the flags up all around town. We'd love to serve, and we'd love for you to serve with us. Come join the Kerrville Sunrise Lions.
Good morning, everyone. Your First Alert forecast calling for a cold front to track across the region this morning. Winds will become northeast behind the frontal boundary, and a line of showers may accompany the front briefly. Winds become northeast 15 to 25 miles per hour, high temperature around 70. By this afternoon, sunshine, nice low humidity values will feel very comfortable. Colder tonight with lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Kerry Burgess, and I hope you have a terrific day.
All right, Kerry. Thank you, sir. It is 22 minutes after the hour. Let's see where we're at here. Let's wake these hamsters up and see what they tell us. Come on. Come on, baby. 65 degrees is where we're at. Our guest is Rex Foster this morning. The album, again, entitled The Lost Recordings, Summer 1974, Comfort, Texas. And, Rex, you were talking about the times leading up to this. You're giving us quite a bit to chew on there, you know, the deal with Hondo and Luckenbach. And,
that's a whole chapter in the book.
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah. Huh? I would imagine so. Yeah.
Major.
And not only was Viva Terlingua recorded there, but did Jerry Jeff also record any of that Man Must Carry On there?
That I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Because I, you know, after a certain amount of time, I was out and about and traveling around the world. And, right. You know.
Because I know he had Hondo on there and Charles John Quarto.
Yes, Charles John. Yeah, that's right. He had Hondo doing Luckenbach Moon.
Luckenbach Moon, right.
Yeah. I remember now. But okay. So some of that probably was.
Right, yeah. I would assume some of those. Yeah. All right, so we've got this big fancy recording truck from the East Coast. You guys are hanging out on the ranch out in outside of Comfort, Texas. And so who you got playing with you at this point?
So that's another nice part of this record, is that all of the players that are on this record are all still alive, and all but one of them are still active in their music careers.
Wow.
It's pretty...
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, when you really think about that, that's since 1974.
43 years.
Yeah,
that's
43
impressive.
Years. And they'd all been playing for years before that. I mean, they were all quite accomplished when we put this together. My band at that time was Waller Colley on bass, and he was the bass and percussionist with Willis Allen on Willis's one and only record.
Right.
And then Rick Beresford, who... wasn't a Texan, but he came and became a Texan. He came from San Francisco from my days out in San Francisco and California. He played with me out there off and on, and we wrote some out there. And then he followed me basically back over here to Texas to play lead for me here. And so he was my lead player and compadre and brother. And then we brought in, and Riley Osborne was playing with me a lot during that time. Mm-hmm. And Riley is a Fredericksburg boy.
Yep. Matter of fact, there's a picture of the three of y'all on stage here inside the CD
Yeah. That was a concert we did at Almost Park in San Antonio with Sean Phillips and me. Huge concert. It blew everybody's mind the amount of people that showed
Sean
up.
Sean Phillips, did that guy have long hair? I saw him when I was in college. He came and played a kind of a coffee house series thing where I went to school at.
Yeah, he did a lot of tunings and weird kind of strange stuff, as we all did at some points in our careers early on.
Do I recall a story about that guy getting his hair caught up in a outboard motor propeller?
You know, I wouldn't know that one.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, so that's where that picture is a sort of an iconic period of the outdoor, the big outdoor concerts, you know.
Right.
And that was one of them. There's three of us in the picture, but the band that was on stage with me, some of the people aren't in that picture, was Jimmy Fuller on steel. And Marilee Weber was singing with me, and Waller Colley was playing bass. So it was a full band in that.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a great day. So anyway, the other guys I pulled in were actually from the Gonzos, who I'd been hanging with earlier over at Luckenbach with the Beaver Tree Language session. We got to be friends. That's when I actually first met Bob Livingston and Gary Nunn, and Michael McGuire was playing drums at that time for the Gonzos, and Herb Steiner was playing steel. Yeah. So I got those two guys to come over to Comfort and hang with our sessions there and do their work with me, percussion and steel.
Right.
And then had a couple of other friends just dropping through to hang out at the party, and I'd use them a little bit here and there. One guy, Ram Cloud Weaver, came and did a little bit of harmonica work for me. And so it was just this really magical 10-day session that did not get released. It was a full album. I mean, it was a done deal, but it was never released. It got shelved, and that's why we say it was a lost recording, because I left it behind and went on for 43 years, and so they convinced me that I should relook at this as it would have been my second LP.
Right.
And we actually got a couple of companies that are looking at this to do vinyl.
Oh, excellent.
It would be really appropriate to do a vinyl, because it would have been vinyl at that time.
I would think so. Speaking of vinyl, my oldest son lives in Austin, and he called me the other day. He was all beaming, all happy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Dad," he said, "I'm in this kind of a vintage vinyl record shop over here." He said, and he was all excited because he had just found him an old direct drive JVC turntable.
Oh, wow.
And put a new cartridge in it and went through it all and made sure it's all in tip-top shape. So he was out doing some new record hunting. Mm-hmm. He said, "I found a Kerrville Folk Festival record."
Oh, my.
I said, "What year?" He said, "1979.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Bo. Appreciate you. 1979. He said, "Dad," he said, "it just about blew me away." He said, "You know who's on this album?" I said, "Who?" And he says, "Gary P. Nunn, Peter Rowan." He lists a few names. Mm-hmm. He said, "But guess who was New Folk winner in 1979? I said, "Who?" He said, "Louis Real." And I was like, whoa, really?
God, Louis played bass for me a few years ago. Holy mackerel.
Isn't that great? I forgot about that.
He did. He won a New Folk a long time ago.
Yeah. And when Jake first started playing, he was playing an open mic down at it used to be the old Back Porch Lounge down here in Kerrville.
Mm-hmm.
And Louis was very supportive of him and very instrumental in getting him up on stage and breaking a lot of the you know, I guess these fears that a youngster has getting in front of an audience, and taught him a lot about stage presence and such and such. So so that really made his day. So,
but just as
an aside to your story here, I want to hear something off this, Rex. It's 8:30 this morning, and we've gone way too long without any music here. Anything in particular that you want to hear?
Well, let's see. You could
Northeast Texas women.
Oh, sure. That's a fun. Let's play the fun one first, and then we'll get into some serious stuff.
I've heard this song done by many other people.
It's a good song.
I'm looking forward to this. It's Rex Foster on the Road Show this morning. It's not Monday, is it? Yeah, sure, acting like it. Sometimes when you're using a CD player, you got to put it on the track you want it to go on. Here, let's try this one.
The 1, 2, 3. South of Oklahoma and east of New Mexico, west of Louisiana, where all them Cajuns go. We got a little place called Texas where the women grow on trees. They're right there for the picking. You taste him, women is strange. And go on spending your money, my friend. I'm down in old LaGrange. You better tell it to the world. You wanna get a Lone Star Girl with her cast iron curl and her aluminum dimples. So simple, yeah. Hatchie, east of Old Cowtown, and Dallas women standing up, deep, the others lying down. And God bless the Trinity River, and any man who is unaware of them Northeast Texas women with their cotton candy hair. You better run and take a hold. Texas gold, and kiss sweeter than cactus.
Yeah, I was gonna, there it is. That's Northeast Texas Women. Rex Foster is our guest this morning. The album recorded in 1974 in Comfort, the Lost Recordings. We were talking about Willis and the first time I saw Willis Allen Ramsey, who wrote this song, Northeast Texas Woman, I was a freshman in college. I saw him in Bossier City, Louisiana. But not a lot of this music was being heard in the area where I was growing up and living at that point in time.
Right.
Thankfully, I had an older brother who had a he had kind of a direct line to a lot of the stuff going on in this area of Texas back in those days, and he was coming home and sharing it with me.
Right.
And so I got turned on to a lot of this stuff. Back when my friends were, you know, listening to Bachman Turner Overdrive, I was listening to stuff like this, and they were like, what's wrong with you? I said, what's wrong with you?
Right. Yeah, Willis is a master songwriter, and every song on that album is a masterpiece. There's not a bad song on the record.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, the first time I heard Spider John, I was just mesmerized.
Yeah, I do Spider John. I don't do it as much in the later years, but for a long time after I got the album from Denny Cordell, who was the president of Shelter Records, which Willis was with, I learned Spider John immediately and did it for years in my set.
Shelter Records.
Shelter, but it was Leon Russell. It was basically Leon was the cash cow,
right?
Except that they did. They did the other guy that I got handed a record by Denny Cordell, who was the president of that company, was J.J. Cale's first solo album. I took it home and learned Magnolia, which is also on this on this record. I learned that song the day I got that record. And I've used it in my repertoire ever since. It's such a fine song.
A lot of great songwriters through the years.
Oh, boy.
Tons of them.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
And I've been blessed to hang with a lot of them.
J.J. Cale, for example, very unconventional sound for the time.
Mm-hmm.
Very unconventional.
Mm-hmm.
Taking that grit from Oklahoma. And made it work for him.
Yeah, he developed his own style of blues that that became the inspiration for Eric Clapton and other blues guys.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Well, let's play something else off the record. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We need to take another break. Let's go ahead and get this one out of the way, and we'll come back with and I want something that you wrote here. So you decide which one that's going to be.
Okay.
All right. Rex Foster is our guest, and we'll be back here in about 3.5 minutes. Stay tuned.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start now. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start now.
Graduation time is just around the corner, and in Setauket, Long Island, there's a bit of controversy over graduation gowns. For as far back as anyone can remember, the boys wore green gowns and the girls wore gold. But LGBT activists pitched a fit, calling the color segregation archaic and demanding a more inclusive fashion option. So this year, the graduating class will all wear the same color gowns. Students are furious. Around 100 walked out of class in protest. Some 900 citizens signed a petition urging the school to reconsider. But school leaders are not changing their minds. They say the decision to use gender-neutral gowns is progressive and inclusive. And once again, it demonstrates that everyone, every single person in America, and every single person in Setauket, Long Island, must conform to the LGBT way. I'm Todd Starnes.
Woden Armory, 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg, has the lowest pricing on firearms and accessories in the Hill Country. Buying, selling, and trading new and used firearms. Woden Armory is a Daniel Defense stocking dealer with parts and accessories for high-end ARs in a variety of calibers. Discounts for military, veterans, first responders, and law enforcement available. Layaway now with 1/3 down and 60 days to pay. Full line repair and manufacturing is also available at Woden Armory. Handguns, long guns, ammo and accessories, with new items always arriving. for personal carry or self-defense, home defense, sport, or hunting, think Woden Armory first. 1581 East Main in Fredericksburg. 830-992-3047. That's 830-992-3047. And on the web at WodenArmory.com. Demonstrations and training classes coming soon for suppressors and ARs. Woden Armory.
Good morning, everyone. Your first alert forecast calling for a cold front to track across the region this morning. Winds will become northeast behind the frontal boundary, and a line of showers may accompany the front briefly. Winds become northeast 15 to 25 miles per hour, high temperature around 70. By this afternoon, sunshine, nice low humidity values will feel very comfortable. Colder tonight with lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Kerry Burgess, and hope you have a terrific day.
All right, Kerry, thank you. At 840 is still 65 degrees out there. Now, Rex, you have been outside since I have. Has it started raining yet?
It was drizzling a little.
Okay.
On my way over here.
All right, we're saying we could get some rain this morning, and this little front blows through. It's going to be nice this afternoon.
Great.
And cool.
Good. Wonderful.
About ready for some winter time.
Yeah, I don't like this sweating in February.
yeah, unseasonably warm, huh?
Mm,
yeah, absolutely. Rex Foster is our guest this morning. He's got a new record out. It's something that these guys recorded back in 1974. And he just finally decided to take it out, dust it off, and have it pressed. And now, where are folks going to be able to pick this up, Rex?
Well, they can get it by going to rexfostermusic.com and to the store and just buy it.
Right there.
Right there. They can go to... there's going to be some in the record stores in San Antonio and Austin and Houston, et cetera.
Okay.
But really the best way to get the hard copy is straight from the website.
Okay, rexfostermusic.com.
Yeah.
All right.
And, of course, it's already on, you can download it on iTunes, Amazon, all the regular download sites.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, that is Rex Foster, The Lost Recordings. You're looking for that there. I told you I want to hear something from you. What are we going to do here?
Well, let's see. We could actually... why don't we do number four, Blue Fire?
Number four?
Yeah.
Okay. Rex Foster on the Road Show. Let's take a listen to this.
To a forgotten one who was me before my mother, while listening to a forgotten song by my sisters and my brothers, and hearing too much unborn magic from the lips of others. Sometimes I feel like blue vine could crackle from my head. Detached and cool delight. Have you had that habit long that puts you wholly in the right? Will you be away from me as a mirror from its sight? Sometimes I feel like blue fire can crackle from my head. Fly to me, your song is in the night. And to me, celestial visions, your clarity and light. And cool a hellfire's flames of fury with your wings of flight.
Rex Foster. Man, that was nice, Rex. Blue Fire, the name of that. That that song had a familiarity to it when I first started listening to it. I know that I'm trying to remember the first time you and I met, probably 10 or 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a song that was a mainstay on the old Revolution FM days here was Thinking About Bob Dylan.
Right.
It was another classic Rex Foster tune, mm-hmm. of course. There was this thing going on in Texas at this point in time when y'all recorded this. There was a lot of guys who had who were thinking outside the typical box when it came to popular music, country music, and such.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a commonality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the stuff Ray Wiley Hubbard was doing, stuff you were doing,
right.
Of course, Willis Allen Ramsey, and so many more.
Yeah,
B.W. Stevenson. Yes. Yeah, another right. another great
another,
example.
Another friend of mine that, you know, all of us. This was the, you know, from 1969, 70, 71, the shift started happening.
The whole cosmic cowboy revolution thing.
Yeah,
right.
the way I have kind of described it in retrospect is that a lot of us that had been in this from 65 on,
right.
we all, you know, we were in our long hair and our sandals and you know, opening our consciousness.
Peyote buttons.
peyote buttons, teepees. And about 1969, it all started changing. And as Texans,
right,
we came back to Texas and we put our boots back on.
Uh-huh.
And we started putting our cowboy hats back on,
right.
keeping the sun out.
Uh-huh.
And we started playing music that was more of our roots.
Sure.
But only we couldn't possibly do it the classic way,
no.
the old country way,
no.
or the old country western, which kind of came out in the swing and all
right.
that came out of Texas.
Right.
We were just writing off the top of our heads, and that's where the outlaw music started coming
sure.
out of was
absolutely,
you know, we affected the West Coast as well.
Oh yeah,
you know, I was out there in
well, that spawned,
early 70s.
That spawned the country rock thing, you know.
Yes, later,
right.
later country
right.
rock, but
right.
but outlaw Texas music was prior to country rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, but like I said, it kind of spawned some of that.
Yes, right. It did. It opened up the gateway to
right.
that.
And, well, and you had a guy like Graham Parsons that had some country sensibilities that
mm-hmm,
he brought
right.
with him and met some
yeah.
like-minded guys.
Yeah,
you know, through
yeah.
the Burrito Brothers and the Byrds and. Those guys.
Exactly, yeah. And there were a lot of Texans who were influencing all that California thing. You
well,
know?
Doug Somm was.
Yeah, Doug and Augie.
Yeah.
You know, they really brought that good Tex-Mex twist to it. That was great, you know. I just talked to Augie the other day. And by the way, I want to plug his record, his country record.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
The new one?
The new one.
The new one is absolutely.
Absolutely
yeah.
gorgeous.
Yeah.
And his songwriting for that kind of record
uh-huh.
was just superb.
Uh-huh.
I mean. So it was really, I just love that record. He sent me a copy, and I listened to it on my way to driving out to Vegas about 2 months ago, and it's just really a great record. Yes, that one.
When You Used to Be Mine.
Yeah.
Augie Myers. Yeah.
yeah.
For a guy like me, it's pretty cool because, I grew up on the tail of this stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, when you guys were doing this in 1970, I was 12 years old, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
All right, so, but I was getting into it, of course.
Right.
You know, and then to be able to be in the position that I'm, that I am doing what I do here,
mm-hmm.
and then to be able to get to know a lot of these guys that I was listening to in
right.
At that point in my life, it's pretty cool for me.
Well, yeah,
cool
that's good.
Me.
That's good, Gordon.
It is 49 minutes after the hour. We've got time for another break here. We've got Rex Foster in the studio. We'll come back and get one more from Rex before we get out of here.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Wildfires burning in Colorado, Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma have forced some residents to flee their homes. A number of buildings have already been destroyed. And two fires burning in the Texas Panhandle have already charred more than 100 square miles. One blaze is near Amarillo, threatening about 150 homes. In Colorado, a fire in rural Logan County has burned more than 45 square miles. Deputy U.S. Attorney General nominee Rod Rosenstein is expected to face questions about a federal investigation into Russian interference in the presidential election as he appears before lawmakers today on Capitol Hill for his confirmation hearing. Much of the questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee will likely focus on a commitment by Attorney General Jeff Sessions last week to recuse himself from any investigation involving the Trump campaign and any possible Russia connection. On Wall Street, the Dow opening at 20,954. This is SRN News.
This is Michael Medved, and for well over a year, you've heard me talking about Relief Factor, the natural solution for people struggling with chronic pain like back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, or general muscle aches and pains. Thousands of listeners have told us all about their amazing results in dramatically lowering or eliminating their pain. So I'm sending my personal friends and radio listeners to ReliefFactor.com to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's ReliefFactor.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hey, this is Lueta Roschke. I welcome everyone to tune into the Be Free program, where we will minister the truth of God's Word to you, and it will set you free. Each Sunday morning on KERV, 1230 a.m. at 10 o'clock, learn how to break the chains that are holding you down. God is good, and He has a good plan for your life. Let me share the truth with you. Each Sunday morning at 10 a.m., you can be free here on KERV, 1230 a.m.
There's one man on this earth who really, truly gets it.
The reason you like Donald Trump's executive orders is because he's promoting a quintessential, traditional, conservative agenda. It's when he lurches away from that, talks about a $1 trillion massive New Deal-type infrastructure spending, then you start to get nervous, right? You know, I agree with him on the other things, but I don't agree with him on this. That's because you're conservatives.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Weekday afternoons, 5 till 8, on the Talk of Texas.
Good morning, everyone. Your first alert forecast calling for a cold front to track across the region this morning. Winds will become northeast behind the frontal boundary, and a line of showers may accompany the front briefly. Winds become northeast 15 to 25 miles per hour, high temperature around 70. By this afternoon, sunshine, nice low humidity values. We'll feel very comfortable. Colder tonight with lows in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Kerry Burgess, and hope you have a terrific day.
There it is. It's 53 minutes after the hour right now. Thank you, Kerry Burgess. Still 65 degrees out there. Our guest is Rex Foster. The album, The Lost Recordings, Summer 1974, Comfort, Texas. And you can get the downloads at the usual places, Amazon, iTunes, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And go to RexFosterMusic.com, and you can order the CD there. Now, Rex, you said you want to play another one here.
Yeah, let's do number two. And I was telling you that it's unlike all the other cuts on this record are sort of not, they're timeless. You could put them on today and you'd think I recorded them yesterday. But this one is, the lyrics in it is a little more specific. Just for example, the lead-in line is, "In the pill that you gave me." Let your imagination run on that one.
Right.
Anyway. So yeah, and it's a good song about that, the experiences of that era.
Okay.
And what we were trying to do, what we were trying to fulfill in ourselves during that time.
Okay. The name of the song is High Wind. It's Rex Foster on the road show.
The pill that you gave me has my mind in wonder about the things I'm thinking about coming down tomorrow and putting into action all the things that we're learning on the highway. The given in to magic, and you've taken up bewitching. The stars look like comets from the pill that you gave me. The night looks like daytime, and the cancer child inside me is gone. Taking only those who find it, sleeping in the meadows, sleeping in your fingers. Yet as I watch in silence, breeds a web of understanding in my heart, in my heart. And home to the Father, who breathes this life of longing, a life that has no meaning except to love each other and give back all we've taken through these many years of roaming on the highway. Riding on the highways, taking only those who find it, sleeping in the meadows, sleeping in your fingers. But as I watch in silence, breeds a web of understanding in my heart.
There it is, Rex Foster, High Wind on the Road Show this morning, and we got to talking about musical instruments, and there it is. Rex, it's been a big pleasure for me having you in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gordon. It's really been my pleasure, and it's good to start my day out like this.
Well, I tell you what, folks, you're going to be hearing a lot more of this record as we roll on day. This is some Roadshow-approved stuff. Rex Foster, The Lost Recordings, again. Check it out at iTunes, at Amazon.
Spotify,
that's right. RexFosterMusic.com. And we need to find a place here in town we can get these things sold as well. I'll work on that.
Cool, thank you.
Okay. Tell me again about the gallery.
The gallery in Comfort for my jewelry is the Intermezzo Gallery, and it's right in downtown Comfort on High Street, and it's next to High's, which is like the place to go have lunch.
Right.
And it's a sweet gallery.
Okay, very good.
Intermezzo.
Rex Foster, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you have done for the arts in Texas.
Oh, thank you. That's
all
sweet.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. And we'll see y'all tomorrow. Adios.
Thanks for being with us. And until we meet again on the radio, on the screen, or in person, this is Roy Rogers saying goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you.
I call my home, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Dallas, Fort Worth, San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. It is there I know my places. I see only smiling faces. And so, partner, the rest of the world's not worth a pound of good old Texas dirt. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Corpus Christi, Del Rio, west of the Pecos or old Waco, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Sweetwater, Beaumont, Wichita Falls, Port Arthur, Brownsville, I hear you call. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. There that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth,
No place like it on this earth. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.